President Bush urged Americans not to get gasoline if they don't need it, and he admonished oil companies against price gouging. There are gasoline shortages in some parts of the country, and gas prices are at historic highs. This comes after Hurricane Katrina shut down 8 oil refineries in Louisiana and Mississippi, and power failures from the storm slowed the flow of petroleum through several of the nation's pipelines. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Chapel Hill, North Carolina, is far removed from the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, but people here are feeling the storm's effects in a different way. Like many North Carolina motorists, homemaker Jenny McGlown spent part of this morning searching for gasoline. She finally found a station that had some, albeit at the price of $3.19 a gallon.
It's horrifying. I'm horrified having to pay this, but all the other gas stations up and down this road are out of gas, and this one still having a supply can afford to jack their price up because we don't know where else to go.
North Carolina is one of several states where gas is in short supply, mostly in the southeast, which is largely dependent on Gulf Coast petroleum. Many stations here are out of regular unleaded. So at a Hess station in Chapel Hill, customer Bill Massengale was filling his 1990 Audi with more expensive premium gas.
I heard all sorts of scares of no gas in Asheville, no gas here, no gas there, $8 a gallon gas. So I just paid $37.79 so I can go to work.
Even at those prices, stations are having a hard time meeting demand. Many have not received new gas shipments this week since Katrina struck. In some North Carolina counties, more than 20% of stations are out of fuel entirely. At a Chapel Hill Citgo station, owner David Newton says his supplies ran dry early today.
Our comparators ran out of gas last night, and we had a run on gas last night, and we eventually ran out this morning.
Around lunchtime, Newton was waiting for a tanker truck to arrive and replenish his supply. He hoped to be able to turn his pumps back on by mid-afternoon. Until then, all he could offer was apologies to the steady line of motorists who pulled in to fill up their cars. And as a small businessman, Newton said it hurt his bottom line to turn customers away.
Especially since everyone's looking for gas, it's even more of an impact. If it was a normal day and we didn't have gas, it wouldn't be such a big deal. But because everyone actually is driving around looking for gas, then it has more of an impact on the business.
The petroleum industry blames the supply problems on hurricane-related power failures that have crippled two Gulf Coast pipelines. Those pipelines together provide about 90% of the gasoline in the southeast U.S. Bill Weatherspoon heads the North Carolina Petroleum Council.
What has happened is that those pipelines have pumping stations in Louisiana and Mississippi, and the electric supply has not been available to the pumping stations. So we don't have a shortage of gasoline, we have a delivery problem due to the electricity.
Pipeline operators say they are making progress reestablishing service. Through the use of generators, one of the major pipelines now is operating at partial capacity. Still, people in the southeast are being encouraged to conserve fuel. North Carolina Governor Mike Easley has suspended non-essential travel by state employees and is asking North Carolinians to carpool. Meanwhile, in Georgia, Governor Sonny Perdue is suggesting residents stay close to home this Labor Day weekend.
Just hang out with your families. Enjoy their comfort. Any discretionary driving that you'd planned, why don't you just relax and spend the time with your families at home?
Several gas stations in the southeast have raised prices above $4 a gallon. One Atlanta station was selling premium unleaded for $5.19. Governor Perdue signed an executive order last night allowing Georgia to fine stations that engage in price gouging, and governors in several other states have promised to take similar action. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.